It is Morning Edition from Public Radio 89.5 KWGS. Well, not long after statehood, lawmakers decided companies that remove natural resources from Oklahoma land owe something to the state and the communities they impact beyond property and sales taxes. This gross production tax continues to apply to oil and gas in Oklahoma, as well as gold, copper, asphalt, and more. But as State Impact's Logan Layden reports this Monday morning, millions of tons of limestone are slipping through the cracks in the law into South Texas.
Gravel and rock and sand are a natural resource just like oil, natural gas, or copper or lead.
Yes, but they aren't taxed like oil, natural gas, copper, and lead. Senator Frank Simpson represents areas of both Carter County, the state's biggest oil producer, and Johnston County, which ranks 47th.
There's no difference in the resources, financial resources that are available to the counties. Johnston County, honestly, is a very poor county.
He says the difference between the counties is clear just from driving on the roads. Most of the money collected from gross production taxes goes into the state's general revenue fund, but counties get a cut of that for their highways and schools based on how much oil and gas comes from them. Counties that don't produce much oil and gas, like Johnston County, don't get much money.
But they have this abundant resource of rock, stone, and sand that is being exploited, and the citizens of Johnston County receive very little direct benefit from that.
Almost 40 million tons of limestone were mined statewide in 2011, none of it subject to the gross production tax. And limestone mining is just as much of a hassle for area homeowners as oil and gas operations, with persistent noise and trucks constantly roaring up and down the roads.
I have to get a new windshield because I drive down those roads and I get my windshield busted.
Amy Ford is president of Citizens for the Protection of the Arbuckle Simpson Aquifer, where the state's best limestone is. And she often hears the complaints from residents.
You're dealing with the trucks, you're dealing with the dust, you're dealing with a school district that is going bankrupt.
And Simpson says the out-of-state mining companies in his area don't sell their product here.
We're exploiting a natural resource out of Johnston County, sending it to Texas, and enhancing their revenue stream with sales tax that's being collected on that product once it's sold in Texas.
His solution? A bill allowing companies that don't get much from gross production taxes to levy a severance tax on mining other minerals. The State Chamber of Commerce didn't come out against it this session. Even some members of the mining industry were okay with the idea. Like Bill Schlittler, chief financial officer for Oklahoma-based DeLisi Brothers.
Because there's heavy trucks going in and out of our quarries, that if there was a tax that was levied that helped the counties keep those roads built up, we wouldn't necessarily be against that.
If any new tax was going to pass in 2013, this one was it.
We have a due pass by Senator Simpson. There a second. Not the bill fails for lack of a second.
But that's the sound of Simpson's bill dying in a Senate committee meeting last week. It's a testament to how difficult it is to create a new tax in Oklahoma, even when the stars align. Supporters will try again next session, as they have for the last several years. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.
State Impact Oklahoma is a collaboration of the state's public media stations and NPR, examining how government affects the lives of people. There's much more on Oklahoma's mining industry and natural resources at stateimpact.npr.org. 7:39 now, traffic and weather in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.